Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals to talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. Let me introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, I almost feel bad. Randy is in such a relaxed state. I almost feel bad asking him to lift that arm up and wave at the audience to self-identify. Of course, I think that they'll be able to pick you out of the group. But Randy Sutton, retired lieutenant, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, the founder of the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. He's also a model, if you guys didn't know that. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, he's the most visible cop on the series Cops that's ever been along. I know he was in the movie with Sandra Bullock, Miss Congeniality. Yeah, I know you're thinking.
Don't forget movie, Casino.
Casino. You know, and now he's modeling the new shirt that he has for the Wounded Blue. He's in the and he's. I'm glad he didn't stand up too high, but yeah, and he's got the back of the shirt, you know, too. So you never know. I always worry about Randy being on the show, forgetting what he's wearing at an inappropriate time, you know. But anyhow, welcome to the show, Randy Sutton, and also she needs no introduction, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, and she's the spokesperson for the MPA. What is the MPA? It's the National Police Association, and those guys are taking care of business behind the scenes for the rest of us. So and Betsy, yeah, you guys are supplying us with our main topics for today. I can't wait to get into it. And we're going to be talking about Chicago. And so I know I'm prepared. I've got my energy drink here. And because I know my blood pressure is going to be going up talking about the mayor and the governor in Illinois. So I can't wait. A shout out to our sponsors. You know, we have Gulls, our title sponsor at Gulls.com. Can't wait to hang out with Mike Fadden again over at SHOT Show in Vegas coming up in January. Also, ComplianTechnologies.com, our satellite sponsor. AeroPrecisionUSA.com, our arms sponsor. We have GunLearn.com and Medicare.life, SafeguardRecruiting.com, our streaming sponsor. And thanks to them, we're streaming to over a million people right now. TwoBells.com, they built a new online store at LeoRoundtable.com. Check out our cool gear. And then finally, and I don't think Betsy's heard this one yet, FishOrlandoBass.com. So Zach, Betsy, has got a bass fishing charter. And so here's the deal, Betsy. It's in Orlando. And you know what happens in Orlando. The husband gets stuck taking the wife and the kids, or sometimes the grandkids, to Disney. But he's not necessarily interested in doing the Disney thing. So here he has options now in Orlando, Florida. You keep the car and gear, foot on the brake, let the wife and kids or grandkids out, and you go hook up with Zach doing the bass fishing charter. Betsy, you may even like bass fishing.
I'd rather bass fish than go to Disney all day long.
Well, I've got one even better than that. They also offer, I wish I had a drum roll here on my sound effects. They also offer alligator hunting. So, but you don't kill. It's catch and relocate. Cause here in Florida, we have alligators everywhere. I walk out my front door, there's an alligator, you know, in my garage. If I don't close the garage, alligator. So they catch and relocate alligators. So
don't they have a bunch of them at that retirement home?
The villages.
Yeah.
And yes, they do. My cousin has one that comes up to her back lanai, as y'all call it.
Maybe Zach needs to open up another fishing charter.
I was talking about the two-legged alligators, okay?
I don't want to mention that the villages are the STD capital of the world, but
I want to take you to the villages. I'll never leave.
It's impressive. It's huge. They have like their own zip code. I mean, yeah. But anyhow, fishorlandobass.com for those people interested. And if you just get tired of Dave and you just are looking for a way to like kind of like without getting in trouble, just say, hey, Dave, I'm doing bass fishing and you're going to go do the alligator hunting. And, you know, that may do the trick. I don't know.
I'm tired of Dave.
I'm just throwing it.
I know.
I think that picture right there, he could handle at least a 12 footer. I'm thinking now anything over 12 feet. I don't know.
He's a big guy. Yeah, he's tough.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, look, those are our sponsors. And look, we're going to whet the appetite. What in the world are we going to be talking about? Well, you know what? I did forget to mention the people that we're streaming to. So look, thanks to Brian Burns with the Tampa Free Press. They actually carry the content at the Tampa Free Press, and former lawman.com with Ray Dietrich and lawofficer.com, Travis Yates. Thanks to all those guys for helping make the show happen. And now what in the world are we talking about? So I did mention NPA, nationalpolice.org. And guys, we're talking about Chicago, and Betsy has got this stuff down. She's appearing on Newsmax and covering this stuff for NPA, and we got some inside scoop on what's going down. So we're going to be breaking it down, and surprisingly, some of the liberal media, even based in Chicago area, they've turned the tide. They're turning on the mayor and the governor. They are not happy. They're finally waking up, and so I can't wait to cover this one. We've also got ICE agent takes down illegal alien's wife, but then the dude gets suspended and then he gets reinstated. But listen to the sequence of events that happens in that case and how the people he's working for don't necessarily have his back. Then we got a dash cam showing an Indianapolis officer shooting or he ends up being shot, actually, while trying to detain a group of suspects. This dude's outnumbered and there was a carjacking involved. It was a massive shootout. Bad guy dies, but wow. And then we've got a suspect arrested after purposely crashing into a Fairview Heights police cruiser during a traffic stop. And listen to the exchange between the officer and the bad guy. Then we're in California. Court blocks full seizure of a murderer's retirement funds for restitution. I got to admit, for California appellate court, I kind of agree with them. They're trying to seize the bad guy's retirement funds, but he's got someone else that, you know, like the wife's significant other that's supposed to have access to the funds. So interesting. Then Louisiana State Police fatally shoot a suspect armed with a gun after a police chase. And then a family blames police in Texas after officer violates an order by driving the murderer to the victim's home, even though there was a court order, and she ends up getting killed. It's just a bad story. Passenger flees a traffic stop, tased multiple times during a foot chase, and then finally, man tries to flee from a narcotic-sniffing horse after missing the Texas officer's choke. Only in Texas, Betsy. Only in Texas. All right, let's get this party started. We've got roughly almost 4 minutes before we have to take our first commercial break. So I'm going to read the – so here's how I would like to do it, unless I get too much opposition from you guys, because you guys do outnumber me today. I would like to read the titles that the NPA was involved with, and then there's a couple articles that have some little snippets of some new stuff. So National Police Association spokesperson on crime in Chicago, and this is where they interviewed our very own Betsy Brantner Smith on the issue. And then National Police Association, they demand records on Chicago Mayor Johnson's sanctuary policy and crime. And we're not done. Then Chicago Mayor Johnson's sanctuary for criminals, a war on accountability. And then we've got an editorial, Mayor Brandon Johnson twice undercut Chicago's fight against crime. And so listen, this is where I was talking about the very own turning against him. So they're saying, you know, we tried to give Mayor Brandon Johnson the benefit of the doubt. He said he was, he was in a heated news conference and he made problematic statement about police and law enforcement. Kind of turned his back on cops. He said, quote, jails and incarceration and law enforcement are a sickness that have not led to safe communities. And he added that he would work to eradicate this sickness, if you guys get what I'm talking about. And then there's a lengthy exchange and a hot button quote saying that he's going to a hot button quote here. And Randy, I'm going to have to kill the video feed there. Anyhow, so then he talks about there's a lengthy exchange, hot button quote, and it gets replayed lots of times. So Johnson critics immediately seize on a statement, believing that it's exposing their long-held belief that he's fundamentally is a radical who would defund the police if it was politically feasible. And the quotes were incendiary enough Chicago reporters, they gave him a chance later in the week to walk back his apparent misstep, and he blew that opportunity and came close to doubling down on it. And if that's not enough, we even have more. JohnCastNews.com has an article titled Pritzker the Coward. And he says, hey, if anyone's talking about the leadership qualities of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, no, of course not. He's a liar who's run his failed state into the ground, damaging all who can't escape and still live there. Pritzker has inherited millions of dollars from his family's hotel empire, allowing him to indulge every whim while eating a multitude of sins. He spent an estimated $350 million on electing himself to the governor's office, and now he wants to buy himself the presidency. And of course, that's according to that article at JohnCastNews.com, written by John Cass. So, Betsy, it is time. I'd love to hear you weigh in on this. So the floor is yours.
Well, so, you know, I was born and raised in Illinois. That's where I was a police officer. I love the state of Illinois, But it is such a disaster, as is the city of Chicago. So the National Police Association, you know, has been watching what's happening there for years. We never thought that Mayor Lori Lightfoot could be topped, you know, but then along comes Brandon Johnson. And he constantly maligns his police officers. And of course, now he's maligning the federal government and ICE and all that. So one of the things that we did last week is that we filed a FOIA request regarding the sanctuary city policies of the city of Chicago. So we are asking for, we want to know the full impact. And when we come back after the break, we need to talk about it.
Perfect time and Betsy commercial break. Hold that thought. We're going to be talking about Galls. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Now it's time to talk about our title sponsor, Galls at Galls.com. And hey, I do have a special announcement from Galls. So guys, pay attention to this one. As police officers, we all know we can get our gear from a lot of different sources. And when you throw the online mix, it's almost endless, right? But I want to remind everybody about what's really important. Support the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Galls at Galls.com. And listen to this. Even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. And they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support our title sponsor by going to Galls at Galls.com. And now listen to this. For the loyal listeners of the show, they're giving you a radio code to get 15% off your next purchase. This is good for a while. So radio 15. So type in radio 15 to get 15% off your next purchase at Galls.com. And we're giving away gift cards every week on the show. So again, that is Galls.com. The radio code is radio 15 to get 15% off. All right, now it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com. And hey, I love these guys, our satellite sponsors. And you know, they've got another division here, and it's called MyTech. In today's world, protection goes beyond physical safety. It's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, which is a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. Now, MyTech provides advanced protective solutions designed for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. They're Eagle Protect nitrile gloves. They offer 4-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, and that gives you peace of mind during high-risk environments. And we're not done. Their MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers, they actually eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact, and they continue to kill for up to 28 days, helping you stay protected both on and off duty. When safety is non-negotiable, you can trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need, and you can learn more about how to equip your team today by going to ComplianTechnologies.com/MyTech. Again, ComplianTechnologies/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We are joined by Lieutenant Randy Sutton with the Wounded Blue and also Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith with the National Police Association, and we were just talking about Chicago. Wow, the place that should be the bright spot in America where everybody should want to go and just kind of hang out. And unfortunately, they can't do that because it's not safe. Trump's trying to change that. And Betsy's going to bring us up to speed on what's going on with efforts to make that happen.
Well, the National Police Association was so enraged by Brandon Johnson's outrageous and really dangerous statements about law enforcement, that law enforcement is a sickness, that he's sick of sending police officers to poor neighborhoods, and just outrageous stuff. So the National Police Association said, look, we got to find out what's going on here. And so we filed a FOIA request with the mayor's office, and we're asking for some very specific data when it comes to sanctuary cities. You know, Chicago is in the crosshairs right now of the media because of what is happening at our ICE facilities and the various ICE raids there. And actually, you know, the ICE facility in Chicago is not in Chicago. It's in a little tiny suburb called Broadview. It's about 12 miles west of downtown. And but we want to know some specific stuff from 2003 on, when Brandon Johnson, I want everybody to remember, 2003, Brandon Johnson opened up the city gates to illegal aliens. And they were living in every district station of the Chicago Police Department. They were having sex in front of children. Chicago police officers were bringing them food. They were bringing toys for the kids, all that. They couldn't get any police work done because every district station was flooded with illegals. Then they put them at O'Hare Airport. You'd get off a plane at O'Hare. I saw it myself. And so we want to know, what kind of crimes were being committed from 2003 on involving illegals? We want to know what kind of resources were expended. How much money was spent? You can't even find any of this stuff out. We want data on pretrial releases. Because again, this is Cook County, Illinois, where at that time we had a state's attorney, our prosecutor, who didn't really want to do her job. We have somebody new who's a little more law and order, but we'll see. We want victim impact data. How many people were impacted by, it's not like we don't have enough street gangs in the Chicago area that are citizens, but what about Tren de Aragua and other foreign street gangs? What kind of impact did this have on law enforcement resources? We even want this response time out of the 911 center, and we want a comparative analysis of all this data. So that's what we are asking for. So far, we haven't heard much out of the mayor's office, but Chip, you're so right. Even the leftist media in Chicago is starting to turn on Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker, even as they are. I don't know if you saw the video the other day, but Brandon Johnson on one of the Chicago e-bikes with he looked like the black Pee Wee Herman. It was amazing, with a little helmet on, riding his bike. You got big fat J.B. Pritzker is walking around the safest neighborhood in Chicago, surrounded by the Illinois State Police, who you can't see off camera, saying, oh, everything's fine in Chicago. Wow. It's outrageous, and we want some answers.
So let's add to that his 150-person private police force.
Yes, absolutely, Randy. You know, and he's got, like J.B. Pritzker, they've got so much law enforcement all around them.
You'll never get the responses, ever.
Oh, yeah.
They will cover this up. Look, how many times have we seen Brandon Johnson get asked direct questions? He'll never answer them.
No.
Ever.
No, and again, he's not real bright either. I don't know that he knows the answer. And this is the thing. Brandon Johnson, by the way, is not from Chicago. He's a suburbanite. He moved his kids and his family into the city of Chicago when he decided to run for mayor. He's not some, you know, born and raised in Chicago guy. He was a Cook County superintendent. He lived in the western suburbs. And now he is just taking what little was left of the city of Chicago that Lori Lightfoot didn't destroy, and he's pounding it into the ground.
And so wait,
go ahead, Brandy.
And let's not forget that that he has also he was part of the Chicago Teachers Union, basically elected him. And the Teachers Union just came out with a glowing remembrance of that murdering piece of human garbage, Joanne Chesmard, who I'm happy to say is dead and died in Cuba. But she murdered Trooper Werner Forrester back in 1973.
And she was also present during the murder of an NYPD officer. And she assaulted her.
And they are talking about her. Yeah, and they're talking about her like she was the second coming, and Brandon Johnson is part of that cabal.
So this is while, by the way, most kids in Chicago public school system, they can't do math and they can't read.
So what is the end game? Is Trump going to come in, fix things? They're not going to give him credit for it. He's going to leave, and then it's going to go right back to hell again? Or,
well, here's the thing. You know, it's Chicago. You know, there are some groups in Chicago. There's a black Republican congresswoman who's running up on the, I think she's up on the north side. You've got Chicago Flips Red. They just celebrated their 1 year anniversary, you know, kind of a black pro-Trump group of people in Chicago. But, you know, Trump can bring in the National Guard to deal with the ICE situation and protect our ICE agents. You know, he can't just throw boots on the ground military in the city of Chicago. Pritzker, you know, will never ask for that. I think the end game, Chip, is to just absolutely destroy the city of Chicago, let the gangs take over, and you know, that's it. I mean, Brandon Johnson doesn't care about Chicago. J.B. Pritzker only cares about himself and his political career. And so the destruction of the city of Chicago, They don't care.
But until the voters decide differently, they're going to continue to go down this path of destructiveness. And
though most of Illinois is red.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's it. It's got to get changed at the polls. That's really the only way to fix it permanently. And you're spot on, Randy. You took the words right out of my mouth. Of course, Betsy thought about it before either of us did. But hey, it's time for our next commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And yes, we're talking about Randy's favorite subject, long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection, because selling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline, because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with Solus bolt actions. And that's not all. Their M4 E1 Pro and Mod 4 handguards, they hit the market last year at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, the embodiments of duty rifle excellence, now being tailored for the civilian customer. That means that now you guys can start getting your hands on this primo stuff, and their M5 AR three-weight platform, spectacular. Don't settle for less, but you can have the best. Head over to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith from NPA, National Police Association, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, also the founder of the Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org. And Betsy, I know we got another story coming up about an ICE agent that his agency didn't back him up. But if we're done with the Chicago thing, I wanted to move on to the summit, if that's okay.
Absolutely, so. Because we do have so much to talk about with the Survival Summit.
Yeah, so the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org, they just had their summit last week, and I cannot wait to hear about it for officers and their spouses. Randy Sutton.
It was truly amazing. This was our fifth annual National Law Enforcement Survival Summit. It was the best attended we've ever had. We had almost 200 people there from all over the nation. We had police officers who were severely injured in the line of duty interacted with others who have faced similar circumstances. Amazing speakers like John Mattingly, John Kelly, Tom Rizzo, Trevor Wilkins. I mean, we had a fantastic lineup. People, you know how police conferences, we've all been to a gazillion of them. Usually they suck and people can't wait to get out of them, especially when they're in Vegas, right? They want to go gamble. People were there from 7:30 in the morning till almost 7 o'clock at night, even a couple hours after the summit was over, just drinking in the camaraderie and interacting with people that they had just met, and there were instant bonds created. So it was amazing. We had fantastic vendors there. If I could have punched my wish list, all the holes were punched that it was that good. So we're in preparation for next year's, going to be even bigger and better at the Palace Station, which is where we had it this year. Phenomenal place to hold these events. And it was just fantastic. We touched a lot of lives. We created a lot of friendships. And we sold a whole bunch of shirts like this. So our new gear is out there. Go to thewoundedblue.org, hit that shop button, and get yourself some t-shirts and some hoodies. They're really bad. They're fantastic.
Thanks. All right, Betsy.
I missed it. Unfortunately this year I had a family emergency, but, I'm so excited about, you know, we changed our venue this year to Palace Station, and they really, everybody told me how welcoming they were, how great they were to work with. And this really, you know, now I can't believe it was the fifth annual. So of course we're already in planning for the sixth annual, and it gets better every year. And it's one of those events where, you know, original people come back, but then every year we get more and more new people. We learn new things. And like Randy said, the bonds that are formed They're forever. It's the most amazing thing.
All right. The Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org for people that want to stay abreast of what's going on and to start planning for next year. I love it. I love it. And remember, you can
end of September 2026.
Love it. All right, guys, moving along. We've got another story. Look, we're still talking about ICE. So RVM News, redvoicemedianews.com. ICE agent takes down an illegal alien's wife and he gets suspended before being reinstated. Now, listen to how this goes down. And I'll tell you, you know, there's nothing worse working for an agency when you work for someone that doesn't have your back, right? Especially when you just want to just point me in the right direction. Let me do my job. I know what to do. Just leave me alone, right? Just don't get in my way. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer who was suspended from duty following an altercation that he had with the wife of an illegal alien outside New York City immigration court. He's been reinstated finally after officials reviewed the footage of the incident. So they actually just finally decided to watch what went down and they made the right decision. But the confrontation occurred on Friday when Monica Moretta Galarza, she's an asylum seeker from Ecuador. She's outside the Manhattan courtroom and she's pleading for the release of her husband. And during the exchange, this ICE agent that we're talking about reportedly told her adios, like see ya. And then she confronts him. She steps into a space and then she starts grabbing his chest. So he responds by pulling her down a hallway and forcing her to the ground. Now there's cameras all over the place. There's a video of this and stuff and people are like getting all upset about it, but he's just doing what any normal cop would do. She's grabbing on him. So the incident quickly circulates on social media and it draws immediate condemnation from activist groups, of course, and several elected officials, which is unfortunate. And these same people have been protesting ICE operations outside the courthouse. So here's where the flag starts going and where there's some responsibility that needs to be laid. So we have a representative, Dan Goldman. He's a Democrat from New York. He said that this female that grabbed the ICE officer, Moretta Galarza, and her two children came to his office following the encounter, and they accused the ICE officer of excessive violence and suggested that criminal, not civil, not just like internal affairs kind of stuff, but that criminal prosecution should be pursued. So they want this guy arrested, this ICE agent. And here's a quote from the representative now, this Goldman dude. He says, quote, These are secret police officers. I can't believe I'm actually reading this and that he said this and that he's a member of Congress. He's, you know, these are secret police officers who are attacking our communities with excessive violence. And they just think that they can do it with impunity because nobody's going to hold them accountable. And that's what he said in his remarks to reporters. So I'll tell you what an ignorant piece of crap to start getting that narrative going. So Representative Goldman, along with now we've got New York City Comptroller Brad Lander, who jumps in. They sent a 2-page letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, urging her to pursue not misdemeanor, but felony charges against this ICE officer who we later learned was just doing his job. The Department of Homeland Security, they issue an initial statement on Friday. Now, listen to what they say. This is, and I don't know that it doesn't say that anyone's ever seen the video or watched what happened at this point. And they go public. This is the spokesperson saying, or her name is Trisha McLaughlin, describes the conduct as, quote, unacceptable and beneath the men and women of ICE, confirming that the officer had been removed from active duty pending a full investigation. And it goes on to say, quote, our ICE law enforcement are held to the highest professional standards. And this officer is being relieved of current duties as we conduct a full investigation, unquote. Now, the suspension sparked backlash from conservatives. And these are people that probably saw the video, what happened, and supporters of ICE. And they argued that the video showed the woman initiating physical contact with the officer, which, of course, it did. Now, a guy named Ryan Forner, he's a conservative activist. He said on social media the woman who assaulted the ICE agent, and that's actually a criminal act, and subsequently was thrown to the ground, should be deported immediately. I could not agree more. And the ICE agent who was suspended for it should be immediately reinstated with back pay. The only thing he left out was he should have been promoted, too. On Sunday, Human Events editor Jack Posavec, he reported that the officer had been reinstated after review of footage. Finally, thank God, that cleared him of wrongdoing. They reviewed the footage. And here's a quote. Saying that I'm told that this ICE officer has been returned to full active duty after complete footage review, which shows he did nothing wrong, unquote. Randy, take this one first.
Okay, I'm really surprised that ICE took that action, which was, of course, way premature. You would think that at this point, ICE would have the reality check to understand that you don't just willy-nilly suspend one of your people publicly and defame him. I hope he sues everybody.
Wow.
I hope he sues everybody. That's defamation.
Yeah, absolutely, Randy. You know, Trisha McLaughlin, who usually does a pretty good job, should have kept her mouth shut. They shouldn't have trotted her out there. And they should have let this thing play out, but they jump on this stuff. And you both of you saw, right? She touched him three times before he pushed her back. And I hope not only does she get charged, but she needs to get deported as well. But Randy, you're spot on. This agent, he needs some remedy besides just getting his job back.
Yep. Yep.
You guys nailed it.
And here's the thing, when you talk about, you know, what this congressman said and what so many others, Ilhan Omar, Jayapal, all these psychopaths, it's been what, less than a week since we had the Dallas ICE station shot up? You know, when you talk about, and again, Brandon Johnson does this, Gavin Newsom does this, Pritzker does this, all these politicians, you know, people are being disappeared off the streets by Trump's secret police. It's ridiculous, and it's getting cops hurt and killed. Now it got an illegal shot and killed and two more injured in Dallas last week. And this rhetoric has got to stop, but it's not going to stop. They're going to keep, they want cops to die. They want cops to get killed.
Can we not take the microphone away from people like this Democratic, you know, rep and these other people that weigh in with these lies? It just drives me crazy. And you know what?
Yeah, but
they're going to get the microphone again.
Yeah, because CBS and ABC and the legacy media are giving them the platform. They won't.
Absolutely.
They won't give the platform about anything involving justice. They won't bring up any of the truth, but they'll sure give the Dems. Well,
and the Republicans need to step up and defend.
We gotta go, guys. Commercial break, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become and this is good stuff, a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Affianco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since way back in 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. Now, if you have your own agency, the founder, Dan O'Kelly's got a deal for you. You can actually host a seminar for absolutely no cost. It's an amazing opportunity. Go to GunLearn.com to get more information. Coming back, Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Lieutenant Randy Sutton with the Wounded Blue, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith with the National Police Association. And if you guys are ready, we got a story with a video component we're holding on to. So are you ready for video? And this is going to be a wild one. So put your seatbelts on. Rumble.com, our favorite law enforcement video channel called This Is Butter. Wow, this Indianapolis cop has got his hands full. We have a dash cam showing this Indianapolis police officer shot while trying to detain four suspects.
Go. Show me your fucking hands. Stay right there. Stay right there. Show me your hands.
One at gunpoint.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Hey. That's me. I'm shot. That's me. I'm shot. Shoot. Shoot her down. Shoot her down.
This is crazy. So, I'm going to read to the story. Anything that I see left out, I'm going to throw it in. But Indianapolis officer, he actually survives being shot four times after a gun was pulled on him while trying to detain multiple individuals that were in a vehicle. He was doing a traffic stop on them. Fortunately, the officer wasn't seriously injured, thanks in part to his ballistic vest. The fourth round hit the vest. Previous stories detail how 19-year-old Tyson Reach, this dude opened fire on an Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officer while the officer was outnumbered 4-1 during an attempted carjacking arrest. And new dash cam footage released by the agency reveals the entire shootout. Now, obviously, in a perfect scenario, you don't want to take on, especially if these are like carjacking suspects, you know, on by yourself. I don't know the what transpired to create the scenario where the officer ended up being by himself, but he's pulling the car over and you got a guy bailing out of the rear seat behind the driver before the car even stops moving. So one of the suspects, 20-year-old Mandrell Ballard, immediately flees the scene the moment the stolen car stopped. It wasn't even stopped. He bails. And this is on July the 29th. That leaves three people in the car, front passenger. And then we got the driver and then we got a guy in the rear passenger seat. So, now we got, it gives the names of these three other people. It looks like two 19-year-olds and they all exit the vehicle and they attempt to walk away. So our cop ends up grabbing the driver and we got two people on the passenger side that get out of the car. Their doors are open and at least one of them is armed. So while Officer Renteria is holding Maki Starks, the driver, and trying to go 10-15 with him, pulling him away from the car, creating some distance, getting the guy on the ground, or other guys, and it's the guy that was in the rear passenger seat, is the guy that's armed. And they start walking around together towards the front of the car. So now the car is between them and the cop and their driver friend, who the cop is going 10-15 with, and he's got that guy on the ground. And the dude from the rear passenger seat, he starts shooting at the cop. Cop gets his gun out extremely fast. He goes down, but I swear while he's going down, it looked like he was falling through the air and he's shooting between his legs right at the bad guy, right? And then the guy that he's going 10-15 with, the driver, gets up and runs away during the middle of this fight. So the cop's moaning. The dude got shot four times. And so he's got to apply tourniquet himself. He does say on radio that the bad guy went down and he does end up killing the bad guy that shot at him. Miraculous shooting, but the cop got hit four times, but his shots matter because he ended up killing that bad guy and they ended up going around and catching everybody that got away, which is the best part about this. And they used the violent crime machine to help that out. It says the fourth round struck the ballistic vest. It did not penetrate, but he was still shot, three times, three shots made it to him. And that's the way it ended. So the shooter ended up being dead. Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, what do you think about this one?
Well, Indy Metro PD is near and dear to our hearts. We've trained a lot of those guys. We got our oldest son and our grandkids live there. And they train for this stuff. And they really, situations like this in Indianapolis, you think, oh, this is it's Indiana, it's the Midwest, it's a red state, all that stuff. But the city of Indianapolis is, it's very similar to Chicago. You've got, street gangs, you've got a lot of hatred of law enforcement. But this is what these guys train for. This was a good example of, not just training, but that warrior mindset we all talk about.
Ditto. I agree. Randy Sutton.
I was proud of this police officer. He took it. So now he rolled with the punches on this one. He had intended, he was following the vehicle for a while, waiting for a backup, but they pulled into the apartment complex before backup could get there. So he didn't want to approach these folks by himself, but the circumstances created that necessity. And when you got four people, you have an uncontrollable situation. The fact that he was able to secure one kind of before things went to hell, But you talk about, I mean, Betsy hit it right on the nose. This guy is a warrior. He was calm. He was collected. He's taken gunfire. He's returning accurate gunfire. The guy didn't die for 10 days. So I hope he suffered for a while, but the incredible calmness. And then while he knows he's shot, he calmly puts the tourniquet on, directs the radio traffic incredibly. That guy, I'd ride with him every single day can imagine. That guy's a real copper.
Right? He ran the whole scene while doing all of that. He was just amazing. It was like a training film. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That video should be in every officer survival class.
Every bit, 100%.
Remember that scene in Matrix where they do like a slow motion and the bullets are flying and stuff? I'd love to see this in slow motion, because just the way he fell back and he had a gun, it was almost like he was ready for this in case it happened. And it was just an incredible. So yeah, I agree. That was a motivating video to watch. And so yeah, they should treat him like a hero. I so agree. Well, guys,
and by the way, he's not back to work yet. He has severe injuries.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Luckily, the vest took what might have been the fatal shot.
Agreed.
But he, three gunshots ain't nothing to whistle Dixie at. Those are life changing injuries.
Let's get him to the summit next year.
Absolutely, we're reaching out.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hey. How many officers took advantage of that thing that cops did for you? The free ride.
A lot. A lot. I'm going to say probably 40 to 50.
Oh, really? Because I know the first one you had, I believe, was from the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, on a live comment. So beautiful. Well, guys, there is a story that, you know, I'm going to have to cover. It involves a horse. So globalordnancenews.com. So there is a body worn camera footage on this one. Man tries to flee from narcotics sniffing horse after missing Texas officer's joke. I tell you, cops have got the best sense of humor, bar none. I mean, so we're in Lubbock, Texas. So a foot traffic stop by Lubbock Police Department's mounted patrol units. These guys are in the mounted patrol. And one of them's last name is Trotter. I mean, the story just gets better and better, right? So gained national attention after body cam footage shows the suspect bolting when the officer cracks a joke about his horse, according to KCBD. So the incident happened on September the 22nd. We got Officer Bryson Lewis and Officer William Trotter. They stopped this dude walking on the street, and he's not using the sidewalk, but it's using the opportunity to stop this guy. Body cam footage shows the situation. It takes a turn when the officer suspected this guy has illegal drugs. They don't say why they think he does. And so they say, hey, do you mind if this officer behind you checks your pockets to make sure you don't have any narcotics or anything like that? And the guy declines. He does not want that to happen. So then the officer decides it's kind of tense situation, and decides to crack a joke saying, that's cool, I have a narcotic sniffing horse right here. And what's the guy do? He freaking bolts. He starts running. And because I guess he thought it was some seriousness, it just cracks me up. So they chase him. They grab him. And then Officer Trotter, you know, later tells, he says, wait, hey, we're cops first. We enjoy this job. Chasing bad guys is part of the fun in it for us. And when you get to chase down a bad guy and not even get tired because he's on the freaking horse, it's a good day. So you got to love it. Betsy Brantner Smith.
So I'm a cowgirl. I grew up on a quarter horse, you know. So when I watch this video, I'm like, this is wow. This is fantastic. So much fun. But I really think that was, you know, him cracking that joke. That was genius. Because when you say I've got a narcotic sniffing horse, you know, what does the guy do? Bolt. What does that tell you? He's got drugs. I mean, this was beautiful. Genius. It could promote him to detective because, you know, it's a genius move on his part. And then you get to have a chase. And that is the fun part of the job. And that's why I like that they put this out there, because it does show how much fun law enforcement is. That's why we need to get young people involved, because this is, as we've all talked about, you never have the same day twice. Come be a cop, guys.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, I usually take this opportunity to talk about the Wounded Blue, the woundedblue.org. But first, Randy Sutton and Betsy Brantner-Smith with the National Police Association, thank you guys so much for being on the show. And Betsy, if people want more information about NPA, and guys, just for people to know, I donate monthly to both these organizations, the Wounded Blue and the National Police Association, and they depend on your money to do what they do. So, Nancy, how can they get more info?
Go to nationalpolice.org, nationalpolice.org. Hit that donate button.
All right, Betsy, thank you. And Randy, the Wounded Blue, the woundedblue.org. Hey, let me give our sponsors names real quick here. And guys, please support our sponsors. We've got Gauls.com, ComplianceTechnologies.com, Aero Precision USA, Gunlearn.com, My Medicare, Safeguard Recruiting, Two Bells, and FisherOrlandoBass.com. We'll look for you guys back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.